I didn't do that today. I asked her several days ago. Let us pray. Loving God, may we feel your spirit moving in our hearts and minds and in our spirits. In Jesus' name, amen. So today is the first Sunday in Lent. It's when I'm wearing a purple stole. This is a period of preparation for the celebration of Easter. There's sort of some confusion in the church year at this point. We think of the church year as reflecting the life of Jesus chronologically. So the beginning of the church year, near the beginning of December, we get Advent, preparation for Christmas. We have Christmas, the birth of Jesus. We have Epiphany, the visit of the wise men. And then we have the baptism of Jesus. Now, in the Gospels, right after the baptism of Jesus, he goes into the desert, has the temptations. But we don't do that in the church year. We don't have that story until now. So why is that? Well, it's because we want that story at the beginning of Lent. Lent is a 40-day period of preparation for Easter, and we want the story of Jesus preparing for his public ministry at the beginning of Lent. So that's why we have the story here. So Lent, usually think of giving something up for Lent. That's sort of traditional. And the temptation is to give up giving up. It's sometimes a difficult thing to do, especially if you choose something that you really enjoy. Now, Sue said she's going to give up alcohol. So you all know she doesn't drink. So that doesn't really qualify. More often today we hear about taking something on. And the temptation there is that you start doing that, but then you don't have enough time or enough money or whatever, and you may give that up. But I don't want to focus on the temptations. I want to think about, what was Jesus doing in the wilderness? Why was he there? It was right after his baptism, and that was a time when he showed his commitment to the ministry that God was calling him to. And so he went into the desert, into the wilderness, to figure out how he was going to do that. And the temptations were different ways he might have proceeded, like turning the stones into bread, feeding the people. Wouldn't that be a good thing? But if that's the only reason that they came to him, that wasn't enough. Or he could have had some spectacular miracle, like casting himself off the pinnacle of the temple and landing unharmed. That certainly would have attracted a lot of people. But again, it wasn't the miracles, that wasn't the message he wanted to get across. The third one was political. He could be a politician and govern the people and make things better for everyone through government. But that, again, missed the point. So, thinking about Jesus going into the desert and thinking about his mission. Doesn't it sound a lot like what we're about to do today? Thinking about our mission. What is the mission that God has given us? So that's why we're having this shortened service today. I don't know how short it's going to be. We'll see it comes out right. But a shortened service so that we can hear from our transition team and our governing council what they've been working on for quite some time. Now, I'm really looking forward to this, to see what they're going to come up with, and a chance for us to ask questions, make comments. And so it's a very important time for us. It's a time for us to think about God's mission for us. Now, a letter was written to the Christian community in Ephesus as they thought about their ministry. And it said, I pray that you have roots and foundation in love. And that sounds a lot like what we have been saying at Fairlawn. We are connected with God and with one another by love. And so we need to commit to a vision together, a common vision of love. Be thou our vision, O God. Amen. So be it.